I think, first of all, I would not begin it in the usual place. I'd really like to give credence to really underline the fact that it began with almost a royal revolution before the main revolution. It was, in fact, in many ways, just a reaction to it. So I would begin it actually in 1787 rather than 1789. For the moment, it was realised by the king and his chief minister, by Calonne, that the crown was facing bankruptcy and that therefore new political solutions had to be found to deal with that, which leads obviously first to the calling of the Assembly of Notables, which I think historians like John Harden would say was the beginning of the revolutionary process, and it goes through to the calling of the Estates General in late 1788, meeting in May 1789. So that's the first phase. Then I would say there are either two more phases or one more phase, depending on which historian of the period you follow. I would say that you've got to then look at the period 1789 to 1794, and you could look at that in a block as someone like one of the, possibly the greatest modern historian of the revolution, François Furet, does, saying that actually the period from the beginning of the Estates of the Estates General, the storming of the Bastille, right the way through to the fall of Robespierre, is actually a slow unfolding of the processes leading to the Reign of Terror. There is an intrinsic radicalism there. Okay, now that is, and therefore, you could argue therefore that all the attempts to achieve, you might say, a moderate or constitutional resolution to the revolution were actually doomed to failure from the beginning because the situation from 1789 was actually so unstable. And personally, I've got quite a lot of sympathy with that view, but there's a much more traditional view, which of course is the one that Furet and his collaborator Denis Richer had before they changed their minds on it, and which is, I think, not coincidentally, the view probably of the majority of American historians of the period, that there is a moderate phase of the French Revolution, when you might argue American historians can see, approve of the fact that they think they see France developing on sort of moderate constitutional American lines, the French Revolution actually possibly becoming an American revolution. And then, for various reasons in 1791, particularly the flight to Varennes, the attempted escape of the royal family from Paris, which fails, and then obviously the drift towards the move towards war, the move towards a more radical phase, moving into the Terror, moving into 1794, moving 1793, 1794, ending with the fall of Robespierre, and then, and I'll speed up, then there's this period which is the least studied of all, actually, 1794 to 99, the Directory, before leading up to Napoleon's taking power, which has always been dismissed as inefficient, corrupt, and not particularly significant, but now has been reassessed by historians as an important phase in the revolution itself. So I would say take your pick between three phases and four phases.